Right, this time. Right. I will not look stupid. Goodbye, Richard Branson. Hello, Freddie Mercury. This time. Right. Where's the mirror? Oh, God, I look like Michael Fish. Hello, everybody. As you gather from that, I have shaved again. The demands of this piece, believe it or not, this radio piece, this audio thing that is done with your ears, you listen to this thing, it requires me to have a moustache, as I've mentioned before. And there we go. So there it is. I am now moustached. God, I look a pillock, honest. Oh, I hate it. But never mind, I've done it before. I'm pretty sure I shall have to do it again at some other point as well. But, you know, what are you going to do? These things happen, eh? Ugh, pants. Oh, well. So, hello, welcome aboard today's journey. It is the 10th of Bulai. Here we go again. What have we learnt today? Not a lot, really. It's just been another day at work and slightly slightly earlier start than normal. But that's nothing to worry about. But that's not what we're here about. We don't care about that, really, let's be honest. I have just come back from our final rehearsal for the radio drama. So that was all good. We went through that twice. We are banned from having water on the stage now. So all this talking we're doing for an hour, no one's allowed to take a sip of water all the way through it because our director, Mr. Conan Lawrence, seems to think that we're all going to drown. You'll all take a sip and it'll all go down the wrong hole and you'll all cough and splutter and everything. Good God, it's only going to be a tiny little bit. Oh, I don't know. Especially for me, because I do quite a bit of shouting in this, actually, a couple of times. When I'm a farmer, I do some shouting. When I'm a sergeant, I do shouting. Oh, well, never mind. So we went through it twice. Parched, but we made it. It's come on well. As I say, it's nearly an hour long now, this piece. It's going to be very good. We're all ready, or as ready as we can be, I think, for our big do in Boston on Monday at the Blackfriars. It's exciting. There's going to be a live, what they call an OB, which is outside broadcast from Radio Lincolnshire. Nicola Gilroy is going to be doing her show from, I believe it's 12 till 3, from the Blackfriars, covering that, which is quite entertaining because we're not going to get there till about 1 o'clock. So goodness knows what she's going to do, and then we're going to be very busy when we get there. But hey-ho, you know, everything will be fine. It'll all work out. I'm sure they know all this and they've scheduled everything and worked it all out. It's what these people are for, isn't it? You know, there's a... We like to slate the old Beeb now and again, don't we, and say, you know, it's bloody BBC and red tape and a load of old nonsense. Does anyone know what's going on? Is the left hand and the right hand talking to each other and all this sort of thing? But you know what? There is a hell of a good team of people up there at BBC RL. They're all really nice, lovely people, and they do all communicate and they do all know what's going on. We've spoken to some lovely people and we're dealing with a lot of lovely people, from presenters to production staff to even the lovely lady on the desk who welcomed myself and Sam the other day. Everybody's nice. Everybody knows everything that's going on. There's no, oh, I don't know about that. Let me just ask so-and-so. Everyone's, yep, right, okay, yep, through here. Yes, certainly. That's in a file over there. that email will be out to you in the morning, and things like that. They're all very nice, very organised people. And let's be honest, they gave us banana cake. So they're winners in my book. So, in other news, I'm getting old. I've decided. Yesterday, my knee started giving me some terrible jip. And by heck, it hurts. It didn't hurt yesterday, but today it's started. Since I was about 7 years old, I've had this problem. I can remember being at primary school with this, having to have my knee strapped up then, and it's the same knee, and it's still a problem. It's very strange. Any physicians out there, I'll give you my symptoms. It's my right knee, and it's like it wants to crack all the time. Normally I can make it crack at will anyway. I've always been able to do that, but it's like it's grinding now with every single step I take since yesterday afternoon. And I mean every single step. Every time I put my right foot down, it's like crunch, crunch, crunch. And it feels like it's grinding, but when you put your finger on it and feel it, when I'm bending my knee, it's like on the surface, it's like there's a popping, but it feels like it's in the centre. I don't understand, it's very weird. And believe it or not, yes, I do take cod liver oil. I have done for about, I don't know, 5 months now, because I was in a lot of pain with my knee beforehand. So I don't really know what's going on. It's rather painful now. It's just weird that it's come on very suddenly. Crack, pop, crack, pop, crack, pop, crack, crack, crack. As I make my way around the place. But, yeah, so that's that, really. That's my gripe about old age and stuff. Can't be arthritis or anything, can it? Surely. Well, it could be, I suppose. I've known people get arthritis at a very young age. People in the Lincoln Young Company, there was a young lady in that I was directing this year. She's, 18, 19, and she's got quite bad arthritis in her legs as well. So maybe, I don't know. Who knows, eh? Not me. So, that's all for today's episode. Tomorrow... well, who knows what I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow, because I don't have any rehearsals. I've got no rehearsals between now and the first show on Monday of any sort. Not for Friesthorpe, not for the Arboretum, not for the radio. What am I going to do? Oh, God. Well, I will think of something. It'll be fine. So, yes, stay tuned. I say stay tuned. Why do I always do that? Tune out, tune back in again tomorrow. And we'll have more of the same... stupidity, inane ramblings, and frankly, waffle. That's not very interesting, and I'm sure there's only about 3 people that are still listening. But hello to you. Okay, then, I will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm not going to go to bed. You can go to bed if you like, but I'm going to pour myself something medicinal. But don't tell the director I said that, because we're not allowed to. All right, just be our little secret. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.